Welcome to the Autumn Miles Show with your host, Autumn Miles. Autumn is an author, speaker, wife, and mother. She's the founder and CEO of The Blush Network, the author of Appointed, and a premier contributor for The Blaze. Autumn's vision is to engage our culture with the bold truth of God coupled with raw faith. Now here's your host, Autumn Miles.
Hello, Autumn Miles, back with you. How are you today? I hope you are doing well. Thanks for joining us here at the Autumn Miles Show. Man, it's fun already. It's fun already. Today we're going to talk about something so near and dear to my heart, ministry. I love ministry. I love working for the Lord. God called me at a very young age, but you know, I just want to kind of let you in, you know, why am I on the radio? Why am I talking to you? And we're going to talk through those different things today, but I want to introduce you to someone that is very near and dear to me. She's worked in the Blush Network, which is the ministry that I have founded and lead for several years now. Her name is Katie DeWan. She is hilarious, and we have such a great relationship. I don't know why she hasn't quit yet, but thank God she hasn't. She's with us here in studio today, Katie DeWan.
Hey,
say
there.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing?
Good. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited that you're here, too. you know, she's seen us through a lot in these last few years. The Blush Network has been up and running since 2009. And what we do at the Blush Network is we're a ministry specifically geared towards women, but God has really broadened that in the last few years, very specifically. And our whole mission is to spiritually challenge the way women think. We want to challenge people. You know, I believe until we die, we all need to be teachable in our Christian lives. We have never arrived. I don't care if you're 88 and you know the Lord your whole life. You know, we all can be challenged in our Christian life. And we do conferences. We do small groups all over the country. We're actually starting up our small group here in Dallas in March. It's going to be called the Blush Network Society Group, where I will actually be speaking live to it. Stay tuned for more details on how you can attend that event. We are looking for you. We want you to come. I want to meet you for sure. The Blush Network also has an intern program, you know, which is where Katie got started,
yes,
right,
yes.
Katie?
Yep. I was one of the first interns. I loved it.
Yeah. I remember she set up an interview with me and I met her. And why don't you tell them a little bit about that story in a couple of minutes?
Yeah. Well, I met Autumn at Liberty University. I was sitting in one of the classes that she was speaking in. She goes there a few times a year. And I knew immediately after I heard her speak that I needed to meet her. I knew right away, the Lord said, you need to talk to that woman. And so she said, hey, I'll be at Starbucks. And if you want to come meet me, come to the Starbucks and meet me. I went to the Starbucks. I walked in. And we just got to talk for half an hour, just me and her. It was a great time. Immediately, you know, you, Autumn, you just saw me for who the Lord saw me to be, and you saw me years down the road. And it was amazing, amazing meeting for me. And about a year later, a position opened up on your team, and I interviewed for it, and it was great.
And so. She's never left. She's always been around.
Yes, I've always been around.
And now she travels with me, and it's awesome. But you are a result of our intern
yes.
program. We also do leadership program. We do a lot on social media. Look us up at the Blush Network. We do missions with our ministry. But once I got divorced, I knew that God wanted me in ministry. I knew I needed to minister to people with problems because, believe it or not, we all have them. As pretty and all put together as you are, you know, we all have problems. And I wanted to minister to people with the truth of God's word. When I went to Liberty, I began praying, Lord, what is your purpose for my life? What do you want to do with me? What could you do with this woman who's been abused, who has been sinful, who's been divorced? What could you do with someone like me? And I just began asking the Lord, you know, that's kind of a scary question when you know you've made a lot of mistakes. You know, Lord, what could you do with me? What do you want to do with me? And the Lord started telling me, you know, I always knew I like to lead. You like to lead and you're good up in front of people. So I started thinking, okay, well, all right, well, I'll start thinking down ministry, maybe speaking to women, maybe speaking at, you know, small groups or whatever. And I figured out that following, I love to lead. I love to speak. And following my godly passion to tell people about Jesus under the genre of speaking and leading led me to my purpose. I remember thinking, you know, Lord, I would love to tell my testimony. I would love to tell how you turned my life around to anyone that would listen. And so I would start getting invited to small groups of like three people. And I would sit there and I would tell my testimony, and there would be 10 people that I would be invited to. And then, you know, there'd be 20 people, and I would stand and I would tell my testimony to them and tell the faithfulness of the Lord. And I never said no, because I always had such a passion and such a hunger to pour out for the Lord. And, you know, let me just tell you, this is a little side note here. Don't let your pride be bigger than your audience. I see a lot of young people today that want to give out for the Lord. They want to stand on a stage with 2,000 people. They want to stand on a stage and, you know, have, you know, this big grand whatever. Well, you know what? If you're not willing to minister, I mean, look at Jesus. Who did Jesus roll with? He would have rolled with 12 people on a daily basis. If you're not willing to reach down to the two or the three or the small group, well, then your pride is bigger than your
That's right.
audience. And the Lord is definitely not going to bless that. But you start small. And that's exactly what I did. Follow your passion and it will lead you to your purpose. You know, Katie, you had a passion for ministry, and talk to me a little bit about where you thought God was going to take you.
Yeah. I always, was interested in business. I found it super interesting, exciting. My favorite show was Shark Tank, and, you know, just loved that whole kind of aspect of the business world. Saw myself, you know, leading a business, running a business, making a lot of money. I was pursuing business at Liberty. I got my degree in it, and, I got an internship at this great company that you would all know, and immediately it was the job that I thought I always wanted. It was my dream job for what I thought I wanted. And first day they handed me an iPad, you know, a BlackBerry iPhone, you know, all the good stuff, put me on the top level with the executives, great paying job for my age, just incredible, incredible, incredible. And I was sitting there, and as Autumn mentioned, I was an intern with her ministry and doing that on the side, volunteering. And I had this incredible position, and I was sitting there and I was completely unfulfilled. I was not satisfied in what I was doing. And even though I thought it was my dream job, I was sitting there wishing I could do more ministry. And even though it was less paying, even though it was not as glamorous, the role I had, it was all I could think about. And I remember stepping away from my desk and calling you, Autumn, and just being like, how do I do this? How do I get out of this? How do I get out of my dream and go do ministry? And about a year and a half later, the Lord opened the door. But it was super great learning experience for me, because I look at that and say that was a taste of what you could have had. Mm. And I was calling you to something else.
Mm, yeah. I love your story, Katie, because now she's like kind of ingrained in everything that we do. And she's such a, she's got such a servant's heart. But I feel like a lot of people, you know, you and your business world and what you thought would make you happy, what
yes.
you thought would sort of give you what you needed was not that at all.
Right.
And I remember, you know, my ex-husband, I thought that relationship was going to make me happy. I thought, you know, running my own home or whatever it was going to make me happy. And what God had for us was something so different than what our own minds could even conceive.
Yes.
Which was ministry. And piggyback on what Katie said, you know, as I started following my passion of leading and speaking, and you followed your passion, you know, when you came in and you sat in front of me, and that was such a great conversation. God started to reveal, you know, this is what I have for you. Mm. It doesn't look like what you think, but this is what I have for you. I remember Liberty University sending me out. I think I was the first female ministry intern that they sent out. And I remember them telling me that, and I was like, oh man, the pressure is so on. And, you know, that was a long time ago. You know, there was not a lot of girls in ministry back then. It's more common these days. But I remember them sending me out, and I was so on fire. I remember going, it was a church in Gahanna, Ohio, and I stayed in a host home as an intern for like a 12-week internship during the summer. And I was preaching through to the girls the armor of God and telling them about the different ways that God wants you to put on his armor to fight the schemes of the devil. And I was studying, and I had all these great books, you know, Katie, you know, all these people, Kay Arthur, and I had Beth Moore's stuff, and, you know, I had stacks of books, and then on one side, and then I had all these Bibles and all of these translations on the other side. And I was studying intently, but I remember there was a moment where I thought, God, what are you going to do with me? I need to know very clearly what you are going to do with my life. What do you want me to work towards? Do you want me to be, you want me to work at a church? You know, what do you want me to do? And it came so clear as I said, God, what do you want me to do? Because about a month later, the Lord had put in my head conference ministry. I want you to start a conference ministry. And Katie, you know that, you know, sometimes when God puts things in your head, you're like, is that me?
Absolutely.
Or is that God?
Right.
Or is that what I want God to say for me? Or, you know, you start sort of talking yourself out of what God is telling you.
Oh, yeah.
And a month previous, I had done that and just thought, no, God, conference ministry, that's ridiculous. And the only thing that I knew of back then was Promise Keepers, the big men's conference that used to tour around that my dad would go to. And the Lord, when I said, Lord, what do you want from me? The Lord brought up conference ministry. And I said, conference ministry, Lord, are you serious? Conference ministry? And I looked down at my Bible as I was literally praying, conference ministry, Lord, are you serious? And this is what I saw. I'm going to read from Habakkuk 2. Habakkuk is talking. He says, I will stand on my guard post and station myself on the rampart, and I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me and how I may reply when I am reproved. And I kind of felt like Habakkuk in that instance. I was standing. I was watching. God, what are you going to say to me? I need purpose for my life. I need a calling. I need direction. I'll do anything you want me to do. Lord, what is it? Nothing I have wanted has made me happy. What do you want? What do you see? What do you want to do for me? Then the Lord answered me and said, record the vision and inscribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens towards the goal. It will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come. It will not delay. Katie. And I'm sitting there and I'm just asking the Lord, you know, conference ministry, are you sure? And I look down and I'm like, record the vision, inscribe it on tablets. And then I knew that was what God had called me to initially first.
Wow.
One of the things that I know Katie and I have talked about at length is getting scripture to back up when God tells you to do something. You know, back in the Old Testament, God told Abraham, you know, he gave him the covenant, you know, you're going to bear a son, you know, his seed's going to be the stars of the heavens and, innumerable. And, you know, God spoke to them and they had that to cling on. He would appear to them. And I think we have gotten away yes. from seeking confirmation from the Lord. And when we have those thoughts, Katie, I know you have probably questioned yourself over the years, like, am I supposed to do this ministry thing? I would make a lot of money in business. Why am I doing these ministry things? But I know you yourself has sought scriptural confirmation.
Absolutely.
For what you're doing.
Yes.
And when we seek scriptural confirmation, Lord, do you want me to be involved in the Autumn Mile Show? Is what you would probably say. Me, Lord, do you want me to start this conference ministry? And when he comes in and gives you a scripture that is, you know, is from the Lord. Mm-hmm. I never read that scripture in my life until that day. And I was praying, God, what is it for me? Record the vision, make it plain on tablets. I can stand on that.
Yes.
It is a rock. It is a cornerstone. Do you have something like that that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think this past year has been a huge year of transition for me, and I've definitely needed scriptural confirmation. You know, I know the show's mission is to, you know, engage our culture with bold truth and raw faith. And the bold truth comes from the scripture. Mm-hmm. And when you need an answer, when you don't know what to do, when you're seeking the Lord, you go to his word. Mm-hmm. That is hearing from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I've had many decisions this year that I have had to seek the Lord on. Mm-hmm. One of those, moving to Texas.
Yeah.
I just moved here from Philly in August. And hopefully you don't hear my accent too much. But I definitely needed the Lord's confirmation on that. And it was a very difficult transition, but I was able to stand on the word that the Lord gave me. Mm-hmm. And that is what you do on days when it's hard, on days when it's difficult, on days when you're questioning, you have to stand on the word that he gives you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that. There's not a really decision that we make in our family either that we don't seek the word for. So when our emotions get in the way and mm-hmm. when we think, did I really hear God right? Is this him speaking? He comes through with a verse or a passage or something we can stand on so we can think, yep, yeah, I did. You go back to that passage.
Yes.
And it's a memory stone. Yes, that's right. The Lord did say that. I am going to stand in faith.
Yes.
And I had to do that with, you know, that was back in 2003 that God said, conference ministry, that's what I have for you. But conference ministry didn't materialize for me until 2010. Mm. God made me wait and pray. God said, conference, this is what I have for you. And I was thinking, you know, okay, it's going to happen in the next 6 months. Well, 6 months went by, 12 months went by, 72 months went by, and there's like, you know, no conference anywhere. Mm. And I'm thinking, God, did you say this? And you can even, I have my Bible in front of me. I have actually dated it multiple times, going back to that promise that God had given me. Yes, Autumn Conference Ministry. Yes, stay the course. I'm at work. I'm doing something. I showed you early, but pray the thing through, like Lori was talking about yesterday. Cling on to my words. It will happen. And Eddie and I were living in Phoenix at the time, and my husband got let go from a job. He was a youth pastor. He got randomly let go. And I remember thinking, Lord, I had felt the Holy Spirit start telling me it's coming. And then my husband gets let go from the church. I'm like, okay, Lord, where is it? And Eddie got a job opportunity here in Dallas at a great church here. And I remember thinking, Lord, is this the fulfillment of the promise you have given me? And they ended up offering my husband one of the youth pastor's positions there. And we hadn't met the pastor yet. And it's a big mega church. And I told my husband, I was like, well, we have to meet the pastor before we move our whole family there. Like, we have to know, at least, is he a nice guy or not, you know? And I sort of had ulterior motives because I wanted to share with him the vision of conference ministry that God had given me. And I remember the church was very gracious, flew us back out. We had a meeting with the pastor, and I looked at him and said, you know, I know you love my husband and he's great, and everyone loves him, but I have this mission to reach women and to challenge the way they think spiritually. And in that moment, when I thought he was going to look at me and be like, okay, talk to you later, he was like, you know what? I've heard about your dream, and yeah, I want to help you make that happen. And the Blush Network was born from that. And like I talked about in the beginning of the show, it's turned into many, many different things. And you're a part of that. Tell me one memory of Blush in the several years that you've been a part of that just really sticks out to you, being on staff with us. I know I'm crazy, so be very nice.
Yeah, that is such a hard question, because my favorite thing about our ministry is that it's never boring. It's always exciting.
Yep.
There's always different things. I think we've had something like 20 conferences.
Yeah.
Everyone's completely different. You know, we definitely listen to the Holy Spirit and he directs it. But wow, one memory. I'd have to say one memory that sticks out is the Columbus Conference in 2013, I want to say.
Yeah.
We had a colossal winter storm. I'll tell the short version.
A blizzard. Yes. We had a blizzard. Kind of like what just hit the East Coast a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. And we had a lot of people signed up, and we were getting calls left and right. We can't make it. We can't make it. We can't make it.
Because of the blizzard.
Right. Because of the blizzard. That was pretty heavy snow. And so we're going to,
I think it was like the most, I think it was like the most snow that they've gotten in like 50 years or something ridiculously crazy.
Yeah. And well, my position at the time was director of marketing. And so my job was to fill up the room. And so when I'm getting calls left and right, we can't make it. It was not fun, but the Lord super, super worked that conference. I mean, we had a room full of homeless women. And something that the ministry does is, you know, we invite women from the churches as well as bring women from detention centers and homeless shelters. And I think the whole room got saved that day. It was incredible. I mean, Autumn and I, we were leading people to Christ left and right. We were high-fiving each other as we would pass. And just some of the stories that came out of that, it changed our whole team. And, you know, days like that when the plan doesn't go as you expect it. Mm-hmm. And it's because the Lord has a different plan. Mm-hmm. And definitely one of my favorite conferences so far.
I know the ones that are the hardest turn out to be the ones that are, you know, the most amazing. It was cool because, you know, typically we have a lot of people and I don't get to talk to them a lot because I'm up on stage doing whatever. But that day we had to scrap the whole program.
Yeah.
And we just really got down and really started ministering one-on-one to these women. And it was incredible to see just what God did, you know, with the blizzard. Yeah, that was really cool. Well, let me ask you, like we've asked everyone, you know, I really believe you have followed your passion and it's led you to this purpose right now in your life, working with us here at the Autumn Mile Show and all the other different things that you do. What are you excited about this year? As you know me and you've traveled with me and, you know, we've done a lot of crazy things. What are you excited to see God do this year here at the show?
Yeah, I mean, as you just said, you're one of my best friends, one of my best mentors. You've walked with me through life the past few years. I think I'm really excited for, you know, the DFW area just to get to know you. Mm. You're so much fun. I mean, you guys don't even know what you're listening to. It's get ready. But I'm just excited for God to use you. I think your fresh perspective. I think your just the way that you see God and how you communicate that, I think, is incredible. And so just knowing you, I'm super excited for everyone to hear you and see what the Lord does with it.
That's so nice. Kathleen. Yeah. We call her Kathleen. Thank you for saying that. We want to be normal here.
Yes.
We just want to tell it like it is. We love Jesus. We got problems, but we love Jesus.
Yes.
So he's going to bring us out of
right.
it. Thank you, Katie, so much for being on.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to us out there today. You know, we are going to have an event here in the next couple of days, couple of months that we'd like you to attend. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening to the Autumn Miles Show. We will see you tomorrow.
Thanks so much for listening today. The Autumn Miles program is listener supported, and your donation to keep it on the air is appreciated. To make a donation, visit autumnmiles.com. And with a $100 donation or more, you'll receive an autographed copy of Autumn's book, Appointed, Your Future Starts Now. Join us next time for the Autumn Miles Show on Christian Talk Radio, The Word, 100.7 FM.